This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Bertha Denson. Last name D-E-N-S-O-N, Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A. Date was June 16, 2022. Place was Briarwood Manor. Comparing a patient profile. Mrs. Denson is a 90-year-old female who came from the hospital for post-acute care and rehab. Comparing chief complaint, she presented with failure to thrive and decreased ambulation period. Comparative history of past illness, she has been living in assisted living and she had decreased ambulation and failure to thrive period. She herself has severe dementia and is unable to provide history herself period. Information was obtained from the hospital charts and previously from family and also the nursing home staff period. She's been ambulating in the past without a walker or a cane period. Her mental status alteration is severe with severe dementia period. She's not walking well now, but had been in the past period. She was found to have evidence of a right femoral neck fracture period. However, the x-rays were equivocal and it may be chronic period. There's no reports of any recent falls period. She doesn't have much pain and there's no pain at rest and maybe slight pain when moving the hips period. However, there's no severe dramatic pain period. Also saw her and was contemplating the possibility of surgery, but I believe she never had the surgery, period. The fracture, based on x-ray, showed impacted fracture of the right femoral neck, suspected, age indeterminate. However, ortho is not definitely certain on that, period. The paragraph, she is not oriented and she speaks in a rambling fashion, period. She has a history of hypertension and coronary artery disease, but these are stable now, period. She denies any associated chest pain and no headaches or, and no other cardiac symptoms, period. She does not feel dizzy. She has a history of depression, period. New paragraph, review of system, constitution, no fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular and chest pain, or palpitations could be listed, GI, no vomiting or bleeding, and there has been constipation in the past, but she couldn't be certain whether she is now. DU, no dysuria, but she's incontinent. Endocrine, I could not list any polyuria or polydipsia, and she's not known to have diabetes, period. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Eye, I could not assess the vision. ENT, she seems to hear adequately, no sore throat or earache. Then past history is positive for osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease, dementia, depression, hypertension, insomnia. You pick a family history. There's mention of her mother having cancer, but she cannot provide any other information, and no one else could right now, period. In paragraph, social history, no current smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph, medications, vitamin D, 50,000 units weekly, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, hydroxyzine, 20 milligrams BID, Imdur, 30 milligrams daily, Ativan, 1 milligram BADPRN, losartan, 100 milligrams daily, memantine, 10 milligrams daily, acetapine ER, 30 milligrams daily, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents daily, sertraline, 50 milligrams daily, sodium chloride, 0.9%. We'll cancel that order. Trazodone, 150 milligrams nightly. Okay, if allergies are unknown, your paragraph examination, she was not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 147 or 76, pulse 60, was 518. Temperature 97.4, oxygen saturation is 98%. Head and neck, pupils are equal in reaction to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraction movements are intact. Oral mucous membranes are normal and moist. Use normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no tenderness, no palpable cyromegaly. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial grossly normal, sensation is intact. Planners are downgoing bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, there's only slight pain with elevating both hips and no clear tenderness or inflammation of any joints, period. Knees are unremarkable. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. A mental status, she was oriented to herself, but not at all the time or place, period. Affect, was slightly depressed, but she was talking randomly, period. This paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Benson has had a questionable hip fracture on the right that may be chronic, and there's minimal pain, and she's allowed weight bearing by ortho, and she'll get OT and PT, period. The hope is she'll be able to ambulate if possible. Two, she has hypertension, which is borderline now, and will continue hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily, plus potassium, 20 milligrams daily, plus losartan, 100 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has coronary disease, will continue IMDOR, 30 milligrams daily, period. She denies any chest pain, period. Four, she has anxiety and may have lorazepam, 1 milligram BAD if needed, period. Five, she has severe dementia, I'll continue memantine, 10 milligrams daily, period. Six, she has depression, and I will continue sertraline, 50 milligrams daily, along with trazodone, 150 milligrams nightly for depression and sleep, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Dr. Schumacher?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you this morning? Oh, Amy.